Well, I've got the V8 Supercars over there in Perth on the weekend, and a man who started brilliantly, and he's in a new team this year as well. Will Davison joins us now. G'day, Will.
Hey, g'day, guys. How you doing?
Mate, great to chat. Fantastic. We didn't get to talk to you much when you were driving that E63 for obvious reasons, but it's been a really good switch for you, it seems.
Yeah, it has. It has been good, actually. I mean, it was a good challenge in the Erebus E63. Obviously, getting the win this time 12 months ago in Perth, yeah. The one and only win. But for sure now, stepping up Techno in a 888-built Commodore, you know, in a garage with Lounsey, it's a very proven car, a very, very good package. And, you know, the car's capable to win. And it's pretty exciting going to every event knowing you're going to be right in the mix.
Yeah. I imagine you go there with terrific confidence now, mate, as well, knowing that you've got a victory there. You're the defending champion from last year.
Well, I think you've been doing this this game long enough now. You learn never to get too cocky anywhere. Anything's possible, and a bogey track one year can become your favourite track the next, and a track you won out the year before can be a place that makes you want to pull your hair out. I mean, the sport's so close now. You know, everyone's always evolving, and it's impossible to know going every week. And you just do your homework, you do your preparation, and sort of hope you can be pretty good everywhere, and really that's what's going to put you in championship contention.
Now, Will, in the Mercedes, and I know it wasn't a Mercedes-backed Mercedes, it was Betty's sort of car of choice, and now she's gone to Holden this year. How close did you get to being reliable and on pace, given that often qualifying there's only 1.5 seconds or 1 second between first and last?
Well, we actually weren't far away. It's a bit of a shame to see them... I think sitting in a corner of a factory now doing nothing, because from where they started and where we were at the end of last year, we were pretty close. I mean, we won a race on genuine merit. I think I still qualified in the top 10 on 12 or 13 occasions last year. I had, I think, two or three other top five finishes. There's probably 2/10, 3/10 on average. We were just shy, and it's much easier said than done to go and find that. But we'd certainly honed it into the needing to find probably 10 little half percenters, and it was probably going to cost a fair bit of money. But we weren't far away. So, yeah, it was a fun project, but just didn't quite go there in the end. But they've bought, you know, Walkinshaw Commodores this year, thinking they've up-specced a lot. And to be honest, they're probably going a fair bit worse this year than they were in their Merc. So,
interesting.
Yeah, anyway.
150 you chalk up this weekend. Was that always the plan when you started out, to be long-term involved with the V8s, or was it a stepping stone to somewhere else, Will?
Well, I'd just come home from Europe. I'd spent 4 years there. I was, you know, on the journey to Formula One, and I suppose V8 Supercars was, in all reality, my first professional, first time as a professional motor racing driver. So not really a stepping stone to anywhere. If you reach V8, it's sort of pretty good. It's very high level, one of the top... touring car categories in the world, if not the top. So I've never really looked at it like that. All of a sudden, 150 events starts or rounds this weekend. I think I clocked up the 300 race starts last year, which, I don't know, it's a bit scary. I still feel like, I know I'm not the young bloke, but I'm still in the moment, you know. I'm still on the roller coaster. I haven't really thought about, you know, being a veteran or anything like that, but it's a fair few starts. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, mate, if Buddy... Farnsey comes back again, Russell Ingall, you can keep going forever. 52 he is.
Old Russell back for the Enduros this year. Now, you know, he's been in the TV side of things, and you open up to him, you think, oh, you're retired now, I can have, you know, a bit of a off-the-record chat with you, but old Russell's back again, so you got to watch what you tell him.
No, that's right.
Hey, mate, I'm thinking if that bloke from Red Bull keeps driving up the backside of Sebastian Vettel like he did on the weekend, you might be back in Formula One soon.
Yeah, that was pretty heavy, particularly
twice
after the confrontation Kvyat and Vettel had in China just a few weeks ago, and Kvyat probably came out of that pretty well, and anyway, he's gone down in flames this week by finishing Vettel off properly.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the top 10 of the driver championships. Early days, mate, but obviously McLaughlin's going well in that Volvo. He's just coming back from Europe, I think. He was over there, win cup, winner, bottom lounge. Mate, it's anyone's game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was leading it before Phillip Island, and but that didn't really mean too much. It meant I'd had a great run in Tasmania with a double podium and a win there, and Phillip Island wasn't so good to me. So for me and the new team, I've got to find a bit of consistency.
Yeah.
So really this weekend's important to make sure I sort of get back to top five ways. And if you're there every weekend, you... you're sort of going to get the podiums and the wins. You know, you've got to put yourself in that group. And but it's all open. Anyone, literally, of 10 guys or more can be a genuine winner every weekend.
Good on you, Will. Fantastic, mate. I'm sure you're enjoying it so far. Drive well this weekend.
Thanks for having me on the show. Good to chat again, guys.